It is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkin. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. Tulsa's First Presbyterian Church downtown has just wrapped up a multi-million dollar expansion project. First Church, as its members call it, is the oldest church in Tulsa, tracing its roots back to J.M. Hall's General Store, where the first sermon was preached back in 1883. Pastor James Miller says the renovations will mean the church will serve Tulsa for at least another 100 years.
The facility that we worship in and we gather in was built about 90 years ago, which means that it had all the aging issues of a 90-year-old structure. So part of this effort that we undertook was to comprehensively bring restoration to the current and existing facility. And that is expensive. And it is really important. Stuff that nobody is really inspired to do, like heating and air conditioning systems and electricity and lighting and all that. My prayer is that it will serve the city of Tulsa for 100 years.
First Presbyterian is responsible for many of the civic and community institutions that we now have, including the Tulsa Public Schools.
It was the Philadelphia Board of Foreign Missions, Presbyterian Church out of Philadelphia, sent to Indian Territory, believing that people in the hinterland needed to know the gospel. So they sent these people out, and they were equally committed to establishing a local worshiping community as they were to establishing local educational facilities.
That mission school eventually became the Tulsa Public Schools. David Kroll is the unofficial historian at First Presbyterian. The church is also responsible for the University of Tulsa.
Had the opportunity to get Henry Kendall College to move to Tulsa. It had been in Muskogee under financial difficulties. And they offered it, the board over there said, we'll offer it to any city who will buy it. And we ended up moving Henry Kendall College to Tulsa in 1907. Actually, their first classes were held in the Sunday school rooms building that we have, a little shed-type building.
The Tulsa Boys Home, the YMCA, the Margaret Hudson Program, Camp Lockridge, all just a part of the original church outreach. But what is ahead? Pastor Miller says the need is great in Tulsa.
We have investments in multiple entities. The Helping Hand Ministry that sits out of the Burnson Building across the street from First Church is one of the great common good service ministries in the city. I come to work at 7 o'clock usually in the morning, and there are 20 or 30 people lined up every morning, Monday through Friday, because they're about to be evicted from their apartments or their lighting is going to be cut off, electricity. I think so far this year, about $270,000 has been given out carefully and thoughtfully to people who are among the most needy in Tulsa.
He says all of Tulsa's faith community, and not just his church, are very instrumental in helping the community. And he says that's as it should be.
I think if the city of Tulsa knew what the faith communities in Tulsa did behind the scenes, I have colleagues in virtually every congregation in downtown that I meet with for lunch and such. And when I hear about what they do that I didn't know they did, it would be a huge encouragement. The Tulsa World could take several sections and just give good news regarding the kinds of work for the common good that so many faith communities do, not obviously just First Church.
7:39 now. Traffic and weather comes up in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.